You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Oh, you guys, it's August already, so that means that I get to sit down with Hannah Kuhari of Divine Sky Mystic Guidance, my favorite astrologer, my favorite Akashic Records reader. Oh, you know it's true. After the shit show of June and July, let's talk about August.
Girl, I know. It really was a mess, you guys. The last 6 months have been so intense. Yeah. You know, there's no beating around the bush. August is going to bring us some relief. It is going to feel a little bit back to, I'm not going to use the word normal. Nothing's normal anymore. But we don't have any more eclipses at the moment. We don't have any personal planets in retrograde. So, you know, in some ways, we're kind of back to the basics with what we're dealing with energetically. There's some really fantastic energy moving in with the lunar cycles this month, and I'm really excited to chat with you about it. So let's just dive right in.
Go for it.
All right. Well, today, if you're in the United States, August 3rd, if you are down under, August 4th, we are going to be relishing in a beautiful full moon in Aquarius. So this full moon is all about what you can bring to the table, what creative, passionate spark, what unique flavor, what is uniquely about you that you can bring to the table to help better the collective. It's really an amazing energy in terms of thinking about the self, but also the collective and society. So we also have the influence of Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius, that is making a square with the sun in Leo. And now a square usually brings like tension, kind of power conflict and struggles between the two planets that are involved. So there is a little bit of polarity here because we are in Leo season at the moment. So you may feel this kind of push and pull between trying to decide between focusing on the self versus the group. But I just want to remind you that there's room to do both. You can really honor your own power, your own unique perspective, and the unique voice that you have, and give your heart and soul to that while also benefiting the bigger picture. So the full moon might make you feel a little bit unsteady, a little bit unstable, because Uranus, with playing into the lunar energy, is kind of like our inner rebel. It likes to break the mold and kind of bust out of the status quo. So there may be some feelings of uncertainty about who to trust, specifically like the media or, you know, politicians or governments. We're seeing a lot of that right now. Those are all Aquarian Uranus themes. So just remember that when we're presented with that kind of uncertainty, it serves as an opportunity to see what's weak and outdated and needs to fall away.
Wow.
So it's a great time to release, as full moons always are, what no longer serves us. And also to remind us that we don't have to hold on to anything out of fear. You know, if we surrender and are open with the energetic flow of what the universe wants to show us, that's when the magic happens.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I also want to mention with this full moon that this is a great time for those of you that are practicing, deepening, discovering your intuitive gifts to dive into that a little bit more. So if you have questions that you're seeking answers to, or you want to really expand your mind and your consciousness, open yourself up to the energy of this full moon and really be in an allowing place to have that information flow freely in. Because normally with the full moon, we focus on what we want to release, and we still want to do that. But don't forget that the energy here is also calling for us to make a place to be still and quiet so we can be receptive and allowing. And we all have this ability, right, to gain deeper knowledge and wisdom. So I just invite you to maybe take a moment to just step outside and look at the moon, set the intention for guidance, and ask the moon to send you its incredible ancient wisdom straight to your soul, straight to your being, and be open to how that information comes to you. Trust your intuitive language and offer gratitude.
I love that. And the thing with intuition too, is a lot of people will say like, okay, like I set the intention. I want to get more into, you know, I want to learn how to listen to my intuition. And here's the thing. We have to remember that intuition speaks to each and every one of us so differently and so uniquely. You know, sometimes you can set the intention that you want guidance for a certain question or a problem in your life. And you have to, don't think of it as something as like, you're going to get it immediately. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes I set the intention and I don't get the answer for 4 or 5 days, but it comes to me and I understand it. And sometimes it comes in dreams or sometimes it comes in feelings. It really is such a universal language, you know?
I love that. And it's, all of what you said are such Aquarian themes, which makes like total sense with you having so much Aquarius in you. But you know, Aquarius is all about looking at life through a unique perspective. It's seeing the world from a perspective that is different to what other people see. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. You know, how intuition might speak to you is going to be vastly different to how it speaks to someone else. And there's no reason to compare or judge how that information comes. If it speaks to you, that's the language that you are receiving.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we can all learn from this Aquarius moon that everybody, and that's just the thing with the spiritual path. And because if you're listening to this, you're most likely waking up, you're listening, you know, you're on your path, you're trying to learn about your gifts, you're trying to learn about your soul. Your path is so unique. And I think with Aquarius, it's learning and realizing that your uniqueness is your magic, and that the way you perceive your intuition, the way you manage your problems and your human life and everything like that, it's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing, I think. And I think I just love that. First off, that's my sun sign, guys. I'm an Aquarius, but I'm also a Leo rising. So I feel very.
Oh, yes. This moon is for you, Erica.
Yeah. Yes.
I love it. Yeah. That's so amazing.
Yeah. So I just feel like being the weirdo, because we are the weirdo of the zodiac, it's learning to be okay with it. It's learning to know your quirks and to fucking own it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Knowing you're not perfect, but you are perfectly imperfect. And I think that's what Aquarius is all about, you know? Yes. Not going to the norm, not listening to everybody else, not trying to find the guru or the teacher or the podcast or whatever. Go within. Go within. Yeah. You know all the answers, you know?
Don't be afraid to march to the beat of your own drum.
Exactly. Ooh, I love that. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So we did chat a little bit about Leo, and normally I begin these episodes with the season that we're in, but I just wanted to launch right into the full moon because that's happening right now. But I do want to just take a moment to acknowledge that we are in Leo season now. So we've left emotional, nurturing, heartfelt Cancer season, which I think a lot of us are really craving that time to go within and to give ourselves a little bit of extra self-care and reflection. And now we're stepping into bold Leo season, where our attention moves away from those creature comforts and those issues at home. And instead we're focusing on our heart's truest passions, the things that light us up with joy, and the desires that come straight from our soul. Mm. And Leo is a sign that loves attention. It loves the spotlight. It loves showing up in a really authentic way. So this season is definitely about focusing on the self and how we can show up with fierceness and confidence and that little extra spark that ignites our passions to radiate out into the world. And with that, I just want to mention, because this comes up a lot in my readings, especially with people that are either a Leo sun or a Leo rising, and they tell me that they don't really resonate with what they consider typical Leo energy. And I just want to say that even though Leo is quite, it can be quite bold and it can be quite extroverted and loud, there are lots of Leos that are very introverted and sensitive and shy. There is a full spectrum of each sign and what it showcases. So, you know, it's not about being the loudest during Leo season, although you can definitely head in that direction. But it's really about, Leo season to me is really about that spark, that fire within us, because Leo is a fire sign that activates the things that light us up in the most authentic way and bringing to the table what is uniquely us, you know, and to step into our power and not being afraid to show our face, to show others what we're here to do. And Leo is ruled by the sun, which, you know, the luminary that is the most radiant and life-giving. And, you know, in astrology, we can argue that the sun sign is the most important sign in the zodiac for us, for our natal chart, because it is the essence, the our soul's vibration. So, you know, I want to just put out there that for you guys, you know, don't be afraid to use your voice to call attention to the areas of your life that deserve some accolades and enthusiasm right now. I would say just be wary of falling into any kind of like drama traps, because that is sometimes a few things that come up during Leo season. So, you know, there's no need for any kind of unpleasant competition. There's room for everybody. And that's the shadow side, which is like, so Aquarius and Leo are opposite on the zodiac. Aquarius wants to include everyone, and Leo does too, but it focuses on coming from the self. So there are ways to honor your passionate spark, your unique energy, while also encouraging other people to do the same. So, you know, dare to be a little bit vulnerable. If you are someone that is kind of shy and doesn't like to put their face on maybe like social media, which that's me. I don't like to do that, but I'm going to try to honor that during Leo season, to show up, put my face out there, use my voice and share my experiences with passion and really just speak from my heart. And that's really what, you know, Leo is all about, connecting to your heart chakra and sharing it. It can be in a dramatic way, or it can be in a quiet way. You can do both, but don't take yourself too seriously during this phase. Let's keep things fun and lighthearted, because again, Leo loves to connect with their inner child and to play. So I think we all deserve a little bit of that energy as well.
I love that. For me, Leo is a very sacral chakra oriented kind of energy. Very creative for me personally. And the throat chakra as well, because it's creativity is abundant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Regardless if you're a poet, a musician, a creator, whatever the case may be, it's an abundance. And I think that for me, Leo season, and I was thinking about it last night, I'm going to try to step outside even more of the box when it comes to my content creation. I'm going to take those ideas that I've had in the back of my mind and actually do them and share them with the world and be like, you know what? This has been something in my mind I want to share, even if it makes me vulnerable, even if it makes me uncomfortable and there's resistance. And that's what Leo season is all about. Stepping outside, sharing what you love and what you're passionate about, because Leo is a very passionate oriented sign. And
yeah.
Vulnerable about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And so traditionally, Leo is connected to the solar plexus, that interpersonal power, that confidence. But like you said, Leo is also about creating. So there is that sacral connection, and to use your voice in a loud way. So the throat chakra, I mean, all of that So beautiful. It's a great time to dream big, you guys. If there is a passion project that you've kind of been putting on the back burner, if there is a launch that you want to just dive into, whatever it is that you're going to set your focus on, I want you to imagine pouring your heart and soul into it, every fiber of your being. Leo does not cut corners. Leo is all about showing up and doing the thing with every ounce of their being. They don't do things half-assed. You know, Leo is like, I'm passionate about this. I'm going to put my total heart into it. So, you know, whatever you want to dream up, to cultivate, to create, now is the time to really put all of those heartfelt touches into it, and to just go wild, to have fun. Try a bunch of stuff, you know, like branch out, try something new, see what happens, just create and play, and be open to what happens.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Love okay. That. So I want to shift gears a little bit to August 8th. We've got the Lionsgate portal. This is some really incredible energy, you guys. And it's just a really pivotal time of year. Every time around this year, we have a really powerful cosmic alignment between the Earth and the spiritual star Sirius, which is the brightest star that we can see in the night sky. And Sirius is often called the spiritual sun. Sirius is a star of legends, and it's known for bestowing abundance and honor and passion and powerful creative talent. So you can see it's kind of Leo themes here. And this alignment always occurs when the sun is in Leo. So hence the name, the Lionsgate portal. But this is a really spiritual time. This alignment is a time of increased cosmic energy that's flowing freely between the physical and spiritual realms. And it's been observed and honored as a great time of energetic activation for thousands of years. The ancient Egyptians honored this time, as well as the Mayans. So there's some tradition that goes into that, but it's really just honoring this incredible energy that's coming into us. So the Lionsgate energy is all about fully awakening to our divine light and embodying our own divinity within our physical bodies. It's connecting our light body to our physical body. And it's also releasing us from the old self, from our old versions of ourself, and activating deeper into our soul embodiment process. Intense, really intense stuff.
That's intense.
Yes, but wow. so incredible. And yeah. You know, the Leo energy we're experiencing during this time is also associated with royalty. You know, Leo the lion is often depicted as a symbol for kings, queens, monarchs. So you can consider that this alignment is like an activation of your own royal or divine codes for higher living, which is available to everybody.
I love that.
I love that so much, yeah. So the Lionsgate portal opens on the eighth day of the eighth month. This energy has already been starting to flow in towards the end of July. July 26th is when the portal began to open, but it will be heightened on 8/8. Activating the energetic power of eight, which in numerology embodies balance and equalization across all realms. So eight brings shifts and changes that activate greater alignment for us. Similar to how an eclipse kind of forces us into course correcting, it's that the number eight is similar to that, but it's in a more gentle way. And like the energy of the full moon that we're experiencing on the third or today, I just want to encourage you to be willing to surrender to the influence of this energy of the Lionsgate portal, of the vibration of the number eight, and let go of anything that's kind of tipping the scales in your life that brings you out of balance so that you can align deeper with the success and harmony that I think we're all craving right now. And I just want to mention with the number eight that it's no surprise that, you know, when you flip the number eight on its side, it's the symbol for infinity, right? Representing power and infinite immortality. And it's the same shape of our DNA structure codes. It's literally, this number is in every fiber of our being. So if you imagine that the number eight is all about alignment and balance and equalization, and that it's in every cell and every molecule of our body, then this is something that's natural to us. It is natural to shed the old, to recalibrate, to rebalance, to let go of what's pulling us out of alignment, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and this year has already demonstrated such intense waves of change and transformation. And the energy of this portal is really no different. However, I would say that it's engaged more with the conscious intent for positivity. It is the birth of undeniable heightened level of awareness and a dedication to our ascension process, both as individuals, but also as the collective. And we're seeing those changes happening across, you know, the economy, across our society in terms of cultural and social standards. So the presence of this portal energy is very much aligned with our heart center, which connected to Leo, as I mentioned, with your heart chakra, and provides a shift towards the next phase in humanity, which is focusing on unconditional love. So it is really powerful, both as an individual, but when we think about as a society, as a collective, how we're shifting out of our old selves in order to come to a place that is focused more on harmony and unconditional love. It's really profound. Like it brings me almost to a loss of words because it is almost so utopian sounding, but I think there is potential there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I need to share that I was going back and forth for a while where when I was going to offer my free breathwork class, mm-hmm. Because I am now a certified breathwork facilitator.
Yay, congratulations.
I'm so excited for it. It is just such a tremendous healing modality. It's just amazing. And I cannot wait to share it with everybody. But with the power of 8-8, I will be offering a free breathwork ceremony live for you guys, for anyone who wants to try breathwork. This is a powerful, powerful, powerful healing modality. You gotta do it. And I'm going to be doing this on August 8th. More details to come. Be sure to check out my Instagram and everything for more information. But again, I was going back and forth and I had August 8th in the back of my mind, but now like listening to all of this power that comes with this date and that just with everything, it's like, yeah, this is the day I'm going to do it. So
stay tuned,
guys. It's going to be, I'm so excited for it, but
I want to do it.
Oh my God. It's going to be, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Like I just can't even like, Hannah, you know, like I am a student of life. Like I have mm-hmm. to learn all the things. I'm a Reiki master. You know, crystal healing, all of this stuff. And I feel like I'm always seeking for something that can help everyone, mm-hmm. that can bring positivity and light and unconditional love and healing and just all of that in a quicker amount of time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I meditate, yeah. You know, meditation is amazing and Reiki's great and all of this and doing journal work, but nothing has come close to the shifts within a 45-minute breathwork session. Nothing.
Wow.
And that's why I'm just so, so like, I need to share this with the world. So stay tuned, guys, because I am so excited for this.
Oh, I'm excited too. And yeah. I think that's perfect for Lionsgate Portal. This time is such a amazing, incredible time to both offer yourself rest, but also reflection. So if you jump into the breathwork class with Erica, I think you guys will have incredible benefits from that. If you aren't able to do it, meditation is really a powerful tool during this period. Anything that's going to give you the opportunity to slow down your mind and calm your body and your nervous system is going to offer you so much openness and expansiveness to receive the downloads that are going to be coming. I would also recommend that if you can get your hands on a piece of Lumerian crystal, this is the time of year to use it, as many Lumerian crystals are said to be originated from the star Sirius. So if you have a chance to meditate with a piece of Lumerian crystal or quartz during 8-8, I would love to know what your experience is, because I've heard from other people that doing a Lumerian meditation on 8-8 is really, really incredible. So bust it out.
Like, we are like sitting here giddy as hell. Like, I am so excited. I am just like, yeah, I have to do this free class on like, why wouldn't I? You know what I mean? Because it's
totally
just, like I said, like you said, it's all about clearing your mind. And when I tell you guys, like, I was in a breath work, I was doing breath work all weekend, and I just felt like the intuitive hits that I was getting. And I, like, after the sessions, I had to write down so much because I got so many downloads, just not just for my business and for me and my personal life and my own healing. It's just incredible. And I cannot wait to share this with you guys. So again, I will definitely, more info to come. Be sure to get on my newsletter. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, because all the information will be there for you. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Oh, and then Lumerian quartz, and I just got myself a new piece. Oh God.
Yes. Use her. Oh, yeah. If you don't have Lumerian quartz, you guys, labradorite is another really great crystal to use during Lionsgate. Rose quartz, connecting deeper with your heart chakra, or citrine, which is such a beautiful Leo crystal. Mm. Those are all excellent crystals to use during this time. Right. And we would also all benefit from drinking more water, especially during this energetic portal, because we're up-leveling, guys. We're releasing and shifting. And whenever you do a lot of really intense energetic work, whether it's Reiki, breath work, hands-on modalities, whatever it is, your body really needs the water to rehydrate and to heal. So take the time, rest if you can, unplug from excessive or distracting social media or news, and really, you know, go inward. Release yourself from any superficial commitments that feel draining. You know, this is your time to go inward. Okay. And consider what you can offer the world to help usher in this new paradigm of love. I can't say that enough. It just gives me chills when I think about it, because gosh, if everyone took a moment to just release themselves from the crap that we feel burdened by, that's superficial and unnecessary in our life, and took 15 minutes a day to reflect inward and think consciously about how we can help others in this world, how we can help ourselves to feel more love and to offer others more unconditional love, the world would be a better place. That's and it funny. Takes such little time. So, it's going to be a really incredible day. So that's 8-8 Lionsgate portal.
I'm excited for it. Yeah. I am gathering up all my crystals.
There we go.
Like, we're going.
It's go we're time. Going.
It's go time, guys.
Love it.
Love it.
So we do have one planet going into retrograde this month. It's really nothing to get all worked up about. So August 15th, we've got Uranus, which is going retrograde in Taurus. So Uranus has been in Taurus for the last 2 years. And as I talked about at the beginning of this episode, Uranus is the planet that really demonstrates all this Aquarian energy. So it's looking outside of the box. It's breaking away from the status quo and the paradigms that are, you know, what we consider standard. And it's shifting and not afraid to make changes. So the energy of Uranus really weaves a common theme throughout this month, like I said, which involves reviewing the most deeply rooted patterns in our lives that threaten both our financial and emotional security, such as fear of change. Even when we know that there's a need for change and we recognize that change. I mean, how many of us have things in our life that we're like, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this. This isn't a great habit, or this is a toxic relationship, or, you know, anything big or small that we know that we need to release, but it's scary to think of leaving it behind, right?
Yeah.
So Uranus is reminding us, like, hey, if we don't let go of this crap, if we don't try something new, if we don't shift into a new way of being, this is holding us back from our potential. So Uranus is going to be in retrograde in Taurus until January 14th of 2021. And like I said, as the planet of rebellion and rapid innovation and liberation, we can expect that this transit is going to be a little bit transformative, a little bit, actually, a lot of bit. Very transformative. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me trying to be funny and it wasn't funny. there are going to be some things that are going to feel very unpredictable, some energy that will feel unstable and unsteady. But it's forcing us to live more authentically, guys, and to embrace what inspires us, even if it seems unconventional. And we've already seen the effect that Uranus has had on society. So Taurus, being an earth sign, rules finances, the economy, our financial well-being, beauty, things in our life that create that foundation, right? We've seen massive shifts in our economy. We've seen how the value of the dollar has gone down, right? This is all due to Uranus being in Taurus. And during the retrograde period, we can expect that there's going to be an intensifying in this desire to deepen more fully into the process of these collective changes that are already underway. So there's really no going back to how life was before. And, you know, we all kind of joke about when are we going back to normal? And I say this, I feel like every month,
yeah.
There is no going back, guys. We're getting rid of this stuff that is holding us all back. And it is scary. And there is fear involved, but it's for our best. It is for the betterment. It is allowing us to create and make space for something new. So I will just mention that while the energy of Uranus in retrograde won't be super noticeable right now, during the second half of October, as Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is forming an opposition with Uranus, we're going to feel some intense energy. All I'm saying is Halloween this year is going to be, it's going to be one for the books, okay? So
I'm sorry for laughing, but it's like,
I'm giving you a preview.
Get your shit together.
Well, we also have a full moon in Taurus on Halloween that's going to conjoin with all of this energy. Yeah. So listen, expect that some important revelations and key guidance regarding further changes that we're all going to need to make during the second half of the year are coming. So this is just your little like heads up that you know, changes are already happening, okay? But there will be a quickening towards the end of the year. So let's just enjoy August, okay? August is good.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to wrap up the month here with this incredible new moon in Leo on August 18th and 19th. This new moon, guys, the energy is so beautiful. I'm really excited about this because I think you guys are going to be lit up by this new moon and the energy that it's offering us. And it's full of intense fire energy, which is all about creation, right? It's supporting us in our personal power as we travel through the second half of the year. And this new moon is conjunct with the sun at 27 degrees, and it's also conjunct with Mercury. So it's both our emotional selves, our outward selves, and the way that we express ourselves. So this is a really intense and exciting new moon with a lot of active and invigorating energy. And it's asking you to step into your power and to feel strong and confident about who you are and what you're creating, what Leo season is bringing you. Since all of these luminaries are positioned at the end of Leo before we go into Virgo. So this is a time of new beginnings. The new moon is reminding us that we're beginning something new as we finish off Leo and head into Virgo later in August. So take some time to ask yourself what areas of your life you want to strengthen in terms of your sense of self. Where in your life with your personal power do you want to activate even deeper? This is the time to really examine where you've grown. Where have you changed in the area of your heart in particular? Relationships, personal power, and creative spirit. What have you learned about what your heart needs and what your heart can give others? When I think about this new moon in Leo, I'm really drawn to this energy about our heart's healing journey and how it's being activated at a higher level with the new moon conjunct with Mercury. So as you're setting your intentions, take some time to consider love intentions, love for sense of self, love for family, love for, you know, partner, love for your vocation. Setting these intentions that hold greater clarity and can be supported in a healthy way. And I also want to mention that this new moon is in a really strong trine with Mars and Aries. And Mars and Aries is like the divine masculine energy. So we're going to feel a surge of that with this new moon. And I want to, you know, we talk so much about the divine feminine, but the divine masculine is the masculine energy who understands what it means to give freely and to provide without strings attached, and where to really stand strong in personal power. So it's a very empowering energy that illuminates the areas of our life that have already been healed and is ready to be recognized and loved, right? We always talk about like moving on to the next healing journey, the next areas of our life that need to be healed. And that is so important. But this new moon is also reminding us, like, guys, give yourself some credit for the hard work that you have done for healing in your life already. Where have you healed and what do you feel good about? Are you ready to be recognized for that? Are you ready to be loved deeper for who you are and for the healing that you've done? So, you know, use this new moon to take something forward in your life also that's uniquely you at a soul level. That's such a beautiful Leo theme, okay? So, you know, intentions, setting intentions, so classic for new moon. It's time to create. This is energy to claim for yourself. So don't give up on yourself, you guys. When these planets move into Virgo about 3 to 4 days after the new moon, we're going to have a clear picture of the solutions of how to move forward with the creations that we're making right now in Leo. So don't worry about how we're going to implement yet. Take the time during the new moon to dream big, you know, think outside of the box. Be creative. Just allow yourself into that beautiful creative flow. And then wait for a response with the universe once we shift into Virgo about how these plans can be brought forward in a more grounded and practical way. So I love how Leo season, the new moon in Leo, gives us this beautiful space to be ourselves, to get lost in joy and passion. And then we shift into a more structured and grounded energy later in Virgo that gives us a pathway forward to how to plan with details to move these incredible ideas forward. So some things to just consider: where are you ready to go next? What has your heart taught you? And what are the new energized parts of yourself that are emerging with this energy? So lots of support you can do to support your solar plexus with you know, chakra meditations. Some beautiful essential oils would be cypress or ginger, rosemary, grapefruit would be great as well. But really taking the time to support yourself with all of this as well.
Absolutely. So yeah. It's an easy month.
You know, relatively speaking.
Relatively. It's an easier month than the months that we've been dealing with, which is,
yeah,
I think we're finally getting that, like, that break I think we've all been asking for.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Which is nice. Yeah.
You know, this year has been really unprecedented and unpredictable and momentous and intense. And we've had to do a lot of really difficult work, right? On an individual and collective level. It's been messy. And August is really offering us space to play and to be lighthearted and joyful and connect with what makes us feel lit up with energy and enthusiasm. So enjoy it, guys. It's a really incredible energy. The back end of August 22nd, we enter Virgo, which is going to highlight the advantages of personal organization as a system. So, you know, we can work through how to implement these bigger ideas, how we can implement focus and direction in a clear plan. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in September. But Yeah, enjoy it. I will just say that the last few months of 2020 are going to be intense. So
can you tell it's a nervous laugh that like on my side? This is great.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be intense. So let's just allow ourselves these beautiful rituals with the moons, the new and the full moons,
yes,
Lionsgate portal. Just
exactly. Lionsgate, yeah. Let's douse ourselves in essential oils and just get ready for the shit show of the rest of 2020.
Get out your crystal babies. Yeah. And just, yeah, yeah.
Cling on to your crystals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Hannah, thank you so much for bringing some good news to us. And yeah, I will see you guys later.
Bye.